The first death this year in our area from West Nile virus. Maryland health officials not sharing any further details today, though. There have been 13 cases in the state, 4 more reported this year in Virginia, and 1 in D.C.
So what can you do to protect yourself? Dr. Terry Jodry, emergency room physician at Washington Adventist Hospital, joins us now. Thanks for talking with us, Dr. Jodry. One death out of 18 confirmed cases so far this year in our area. Still kind of a high number, though. How dangerous is West Nile to those that get it?
Not dangerous at all. You know, the vast majority of people who get bitten by mosquito do not have West Nile. And of those that do have West Nile, the majority of them have like a flu-like illness that is not particularly consequential.
Right. And we keep hearing that West Nile involves symptoms like aches and a fever and things like that. That could be really anything. So how do people know whether to take this seriously if they're not feeling well?
The bottom line is, if you're not feeling well, you have a fever, you have aches and pains, you should probably do all the things we recommend for people who have an influenza-like illness. You should take some anti-inflammatory medications. You should take fluids. And if you're truly concerned, you should come and see us at the hospital.
Dr. Jodry, is it particularly, are folks in different age groups particularly susceptible to West Nile virus?
Well, The data on that is kind of spotty, but in the extremes of age, specifically those who are like less than 2 years of age and those who are greater than 70 are at greater risk for bad outcomes with this disease.
Is there really a protocol for dealing with West Nile at hospitals? It seems like it's so hard to diagnose because it's so vague. What do you do as a doctor to try to figure out if this is something that you should really start to become concerned about?
Not a lot. You know, again, when people present to the emergency department with flu-like illness, we treat them and evaluate them. There is not a solid recommendation from the CDC that we do any kind of testing for West Nile virus, with the exception of those people who are truly ill and require a hospital admission.
And before we let you go, what should, if anything, is there that we can do to avoid mosquito bites and therefore our exposure to West Nile?
Well, you know, that is a great question. Again, the use of mosquito repellents, those that have DEET and, you know, the use of nets, et cetera, reducing exposure are going to help you eliminate the possibility of this disease.
Dr. Terry Jodry, emergency room physician at Washington Adventist Hospital, we appreciate you being with us.